You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. And welcome to episode 138 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Gonser.
And what did you do these past 2-3 weeks?
We're back from vacation. It was fantastic. Sorry to leave you, but we gave you all those other stuff, so, but it was good.
Other stuffs?
Things and stuff. From the last dumb time that I remember, because it's been 2 weeks, the last dumb time that I attended, because I know that they got together since then, was that we had finally beat this Grand Stair, I guess, Hard Road. We got him.
Yay!
He's dead. And, I have since then hit level 58, and so I've been able to equip the second agers that I've been holding on to and the crafted gear that Grim and Grumpy made me, and so I'm super excited. I feel really tough. I'm ready to take on everything because I feel awesome. I don't think I did my class quest yet. Don't tell the dumbs because I'm supposed to have that done by Monday.
Okay.
I think Opie Dumb's in here. In the chat room right now.
I told you, that's pretty easy to do since they changed it to just being deed.
Okay, the reason why I haven't done it yet is my second point of what I've been up to this week, and that's because there is a festival.
But you were done with the festival stuff like early this morning.
But there's still stuff to do in the festival and the things to prepare for tomorrow. Since coming back from vacation, I have just been doing the anniversary festival like nutso crazy pants. Nutso
crazy pants, huh?
Crazy pants. He's not listening at all.
I heard nutso crazy pants. I just don't.
I don't even know why I talk. I come here and I talk every week, and you don't hear a word on a daily basis. You don't hear a word I say. I'm talking to nobody, and it makes me sad in the inside. My heart is cracked and broken.
What a bunch of poop.
It can only be puttied back together if your ears start working.
What? I was watching something.
I've won 2 steeds in the anniversary festival from the envelope quest. My hunter and golden star both have the warden steed. So I'm pretty excited about that. I didn't win the champion steed in the lotto, so. But I don't own a champion, so I guess it doesn't really matter. I just wanted it to have it, I guess.
Just wanted it to have it. Oh, really?
You're not listening at all.
Somebody said the stream was quiet, so I was trying to work on that. Is that okay?
Go ahead. You're next. I'm done.
All right, so I didn't do anything.
Nothing at all?
I did a little bit of the anniversary quest. I ran around and got stuff, but that's pretty much all I did.
He is so lazy about the anniversary quest, too, because he's like, what did something do? And I'm like, I have a whole guide about this on the site. Go look at the site. I don't have to ask the site. Look at the site, because you're right here and you can tell me.
I said that like several festivals ago. I didn't just do that.
You did that like 2 days ago.
I don't recall that.
You're asking about the horses.
You mentioned that you got the horses, and I said, oh, I didn't know that there was only 2 horses that you could get so far.
And I said, somebody doesn't read my guide. And you said, I don't need to read your guide. It's like 8 pages long, and you're right here.
No, I said I skimmed it. The you're right here was like from several festivals ago.
Okay.
May have been understood. But you're the encyclopedia of festivals.
I love festivals.
You're like the food, Google Festival stuff. I just ask you, and you're a little more sardonic than Google is.
Google doesn't tell you, go look at this guy, dork.
No, they're a little bit more gentle. No, I don't know. There's so much to do. I did run around and do the intro quest. So I got the cloak and everything on one character.
Oh, that's right. You didn't get the cloak from PAX, did you? Because Michael sent that to me in Catani.
No, I did not.
I was like, I already had the cloak.
Doesn't matter. I have too much space.
Me and Catani were happy. I don't have
space in my wardrobe anyways. Doesn't matter. I don't have it. It's not something that's going to keep me up at night because I won't ever use it.
Well, you got it from the festival. It's the same cloak.
It's the same cloak? Why do you think that they did that? It's kind of a weird...
I don't know, but mine is account-wide and like all my characters will have it.
Well, I guess, yeah, there's the extra bonus of I wouldn't have to log in all my characters into that intro quest. I don't know.
Anniversary Fest is going to turn off eventually.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. So I won't.
And then you won't have it for a year.
I'll live. There's just not enough room in my wardrobe space. I have enough.
Tony and I were already complaining about that. You are preaching to the choir. We're like, why is there only, 120 now? Why is there only 120? I have 300 cosmetic items. There should be 500 spaces in my wardrobe. I will buy them, Turbine. Put them in the game.
I don't know. It's a good question. Really, you shouldn't. I don't know. I'm sure it's all about sand scalability, but I can't believe that everybody in Lotro has it full. So
you don't believe that everybody's got it full?
Well, I mean, I think people who have it probably have it maxed out to what they have purchased, but I don't think everybody's got 120 slots.
Oh, you don't think everybody's purchased all the slots?
Yeah, I don't know. I in my opinion, it's like if you have people paying for it and who want it, what does it hurt to invest more into that aspect of the game? I mean, isn't that what it's supposed to be about? They're supposed to, you know, do microtransactions so that they can keep supporting themselves. And just why not expand it further if you have the storage space to do it?
So. I will never be happy. Like Aja said in the chat room, if there were 500 spaces for me to purchase, I would have 800 pieces of cosmetics and I would still be having this argument.
Yeah, there's, well, and the, that's really a lot of spaces.
I'll take them though, and I will buy them, Turbine. I will buy them, probably on sale, but I will buy them.
Well, I don't think it hurts to move it up to 200. I mean, that's still money that you have invested into their game, so it can't hurt. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, the longer that they wait to do it, the more chance that the VIPs who purchase it will just be using their allowance rather than spending money on actually purchasing points to buy that space. So I don't know. I would love to hear the argument against it, but I don't know what it is because they won't tell me because I'm not.
Because you didn't ask them, first of all. You didn't go and ask them.
I don't expect them to ask. My business knowledge is actually poop. I'm sure there's a great reason why they haven't done it. I just don't know what it is because I am the business horrible person, so that's why. All right, should we go into Town Crier, or is there anything else that you're gonna do or did or wanted to do?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right, wrong one.
And now the Town Crier.
All right, so heading into official news, update 6.1 is released, and there's a lot of release notes, and it's pretty much just warden fixes and fixes in general.
There's warden fixes in here. I read this 2 weeks ago, I don't remember.
Well, the only really thing that was
the minstrel coda thing is fixed. That's important to me.
Thumbs up there.
Thumbs up.
They did do the new highlighting of new items in your backpack. That is in there.
That is pretty cool.
It is pretty nice. It is a very good
where
idea.
If you pick up a new item and you open your bag, that item is marked in your bag so you can find the thing you just picked up. I don't know whoever, that was a player suggested thing, whoever suggested that, you are a genius. Because I don't know how many times I've gone through, I've picked up something and I'm like, oh, I totally want to put that on. And I'm like, where the heck is it? No idea. So, excellent idea. I really liked it.
Yes.
He's typing. He's not listening.
Sorry. So, I am now averting my eyes from the chat room because this always happens every time I look at the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I can't be a rock star, because I would just be like, I would be singing and playing the guitar at the same time, and I'd just be looking at the guitar, and I forget all about the song.
And then you'd stop singing.
Or I'd start singing, and I'd stop playing the guitar. So, Binder Wallet, many missing items will appear. Skirmish vendors won't be asking for helicopter barter items. They'll want the regular marks and medallions. Anniversary and coins and gift boxes have had their levels adjusted, and supposedly what the issue with, like, bad or incredibly horrible stuff that wasn't supposed to be coming out of the lockboxes will not be coming out of the lockboxes anymore. Several class fixes for everybody, especially the Warden. Warden got some changes. You might want to take a look at that. And Roots of Fangorn got a lot of stuff changed, and yeah, you don't want me
and
to
other
go
things in. And yeah. Stuff happened.
This is one of their minor releases. That's why it's a 0.1 instead of like 7. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, however, they are dropping stuff about 7 that we will talk a little bit about later. There is also a contest going on.
The One Fan to Rule Them All video contest. Dun, dun, dun. He's looking at the chat room again.
Well, no, I thought you were going to go into it. Okay, so, all right.
So, what it is to celebrate their LOTRO's 5th anniversary, which everybody is well aware that there's a 5th anniversary going on, right? Right, because you should be going to the festival, because the festival is awesome. Anyway, they're having a video contest that you can submit a video by May 4th. Now, there's music and graphics that you have to download from Turbine, but the theme is just to show that you're a fan somehow.
Right.
Somehow display that you're a fan in some creative way. Submit this to Turbine. And there's going to be daily winners selected that will win 500 Turbine points each. Or there's going to be a grand prize at the end of the contest where a single winner will be awarded a trip to Boston to meet the Turbine devs. That's where they are. They're in Boston.
Yay.
They'll get a lifetime membership to LOTRO and 1,000 Turbine points.
Hey, you know what? Something like this is something you can put on your resume. Anyways. Because
a fan video?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you put together a video with music and
I wouldn't,
artwork.
But
and,
you can, I guess.
Yeah.
If you do a really good job.
If it's something you like.
And you're an award winner.
If this is something you're like this or you'd like to do, and maybe you would like to do professionally, it's another shot for you to do something. If you're a fan and you want to win, it's another something that you can do. However,
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Who wants to, you know, I would love to tour Turbine studio area and look at their stuff and touch things randomly.
It's open to residents of the US, UK, and Germany only, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's just due to, you know,
legal
rules. It's not, Turbine would open it to everybody if they could, obviously. They don't hate other countries. This is just where they could get the rules settled down. But man, someone from Germany comes over, that's a heck of a trip.
Yeah.
I suppose it'd be just a heck of a trip if it was somebody from California, too. Either way, long flight.
Yeah. I'm with Alinea in the chat room. Hopefully I said your name right. I just want to see what the videos are going to be like.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I think that'd be cool.
I was tempted to put together a video, but who am I kidding? I don't have time to do the anniversary event. I don't have time to do a video.
I don't have the talent. That video I made of the toast emote, max of my skills.
I don't know if I would do a very good job.
That is the limit of what I can do.
So, speaking of the anniversary festival, as we were 5 minutes ago before I made an awful transmission, Sleepy has released a dev diary about his work on the festival. And can we just get a clap for the job that he did on the anniversary festival?
Well done, Sleepy.
The fireworks. Okay, so I, just doing the introduction once, I still got to see all the fireworks and see the beer fest was going on and everything like that. Really cool. Really cool to see all the fireworks going on. I really like the fact that there's just fireworks going off all in just several locations all the time. It's really nice, and it really
feels like a celebration with all this going on. It really does.
It's a good celebration. So good job. I know we've talked about Sleepy before because he was on the QA team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that he's moving up into the dev team, into content. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. The whole event is leaps and bounds better than last year. It's a full-fledged event, and it's fun, and I love it. So, well done. And there's a dev diary if you want to read it. But.
Yeah.
That was the whole purpose of us talking about it. But anyway, we just wanted to gush about how much we love it.
Yeah, it's really good. And more about it. Somebody's asking in the chat room, is there a hidden deed for setting off the fireworks in Bree/Shire? Have you heard of that? I don't
know. Some people have asked, because like Winterhome has a hidden quest where if you help the poor 10 times, there's a hidden deed. I have not found a deed for such a thing yet. I have not heard of anybody else finding it. But if it was 10 days, it hasn't been 10 days yet, you know, because it, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
Like it was 10 days for the.
Oh, right.
It hasn't been 10 days since the festival started. So maybe if we hear something next week, I will definitely update the guide and I will let everybody know. But as far as I know, there are no hidden deeds to be found so far.
Okay. All right. There's also quite a bit of anniversary gifts to be had.
Yes, anniversary gifts that not a part of the festival, just gifts that people get for logging in.
Yeah.
Here's a gift.
You had to be premium or VIP by April 15th. No?
All players are getting unique fireworks and special anniversary cloaks. That's what it says.
Okay.
Premium and VIP players get rewards based on their time in, basically, when you started.
Right. As long as you were premium or VIP by the April 15th, right?
April 15th was the cutoff date. If you were premium or VIP by that date, you got one of the yearly rewards. First years got the portrait frame, which was kind of confusing. Some people thought that it meant like you were getting a picture of yourself for your house.
Right.
The character portrait frame is that that picture of you in the upper left corner, where it's your vitals, like your health and your power, that can be changed. You right-click on it, you'll see character portrait, and you can pick which year it is. It defaults to the normal. So if you are eligible for one of these, you have to click on it and change it yourself. But then it stays. It stays that way.
Yeah.
Have you done that yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. 2 years, I'm only going over the stuff because everybody gets it rolling forward. So, like, 2 years gets the same thing that year one gets, plus 2 years. Three right. gets two and three.
Right.
One. So, anyway, year two folks get three plus 10% run speed buffs. These are consumables that are from the store. They get one 5% attack damage buff and 10 potions of restoration. 3 years get three loot box keys. 4 years get all the festival clothing, and 5 years get a horse. And like I said, the upper years get all the stuff that the lower years get too. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So it's pretty cool. I had asked if people thought they were a little upset that they did it this way, you know, but most people said, no, it's kind of cool. Some people were kind of annoyed that, you know, they were only a month or two off from some cutoff date, which can't be helped.
Right.
But nobody really seemed super upset. We are founders, so we got the 5 years, we got everything.
Yeah.
But Merrick and I, I was trying to get the feedback of other people because I didn't want to be like, this is awesome, because of course it's awesome. I'm a 5 year. I get everything.
Right.
anyway.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I have a VIP account. That I think they're VIP. I should go in, log in, see what it's like opening the gifts compared to the 5 year.
You have a VIP account?
Yeah. I had a Moria box that I bought when I was
going to. Are we paying for another account?
No, it's premium.
You just said a VIP.
Oh, sorry.
Twice, actually.
I have a premium account.
Okay. That's different. That's fine. Yeah, you should go over there and head out and see what they get. It's not as old though as our other ones.
No, it's not. Let's see what that's like compared to doing this one. Because it was nice. One of the things I really liked is that, and this is kind of maybe a little bit nitpicky, I was opening the boxes and I didn't feel like my inventory exploded when I did it. Everything came in a nice box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 5 boxes, 1 for each year.
There was a nice amount of stuff, but it wasn't so much that, like, if I had opened everything at the same time, my inventory would have exploded.
It would have been a problem for a couple of my characters. I'm glad I went in and made a little space ahead of time. I deleted some stuff, maybe some important stuff, but I needed this stuff. So,
were you happy with the gifts overall?
I was. I'm pleased. The clothing, I think, is very, very pretty. The horse matches the clothing, which is also very, very nice. The anniversary cloak is very cool looking. I think it's very pretty. There's a picture of that in the thing, if you can see it. It's the green one at the bottom. And fireworks is kind of meh for me because I just don't remember to use stuff like that.
Right.
But I have it. Whatever.
It was still really cool. They're still really cool. I really like the changes to the fireworks. So, or the new unique fireworks, I should say.
Yeah, so all the stuff that you get for the 2 years, I know that some people are really excited for all, like, the battle potions and la la la. That's not my thing, though. So I have them, and maybe I'll remember to use them one day. But right now, they're just shuffled into my pack of things. Probably never to see the light of day, because I won't remember I have them.
They're really useful, though.
I'm sure they are. I'm not doubting that they are.
So if you haven't experienced all the anniversary, there are some official 5th anniversary screenshots released by Turbine that you can go see. It has some featured of the gifts, some of just the general fun, and one of the new horse, the fireworks horse, very pretty.
The fireworks horse is awesome. I have it. It randomly shoots fireworks. It's cool.
That is pretty cool.
And it's not, like, loud and annoying either, because I was kind of worried because Katani told me, oh my god, it shoots fireworks, and I'm kind of like, meh. But it's not a lot. Like, I ran from the horse fields to Bree, and I only shot off once. And I didn't, I mean, I wasn't interrupted. I just saw a blue, firework go up while I was running. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And it's nice, because that's a nice little thing. Usually that's only been on, like, some really rare horses that, I think the treasure horse is.
The treasure horse drops coins when it runs.
Also, new quarterly wallpapers have been released. They were a little late because, hey, they were working on the anniversary.
But they were late?
Yeah, they were a little late getting posted.
Okay.
Because they were working on the anniversary.
I believe you.
Right. And character transfers are now open.
We reported a couple weeks ago that they were closed. I didn't see any announcement anywhere that they were reopened. I mean, there wasn't any really announcement of them being closed either. Turbine just kind of turned them off and turned them back on without kind of making a fuss about it. But Tosca of Rittermark again wrote us back saying that she got an email from Turbine. Remember, she was the one who emailed us and said that she tried to transfer her hunter but wasn't allowed to. They canceled her transaction. Well, Turbine emailed her and said, it's fixed now. If you want to still move your hunter, you can. And so I went to the post where I found them, and just like the notice where it said that it was unavailable was just removed. It's just gone. So I assume that things are working again. there was no announcement of, yay, it's fixed, go and transfer your characters. But it looks like everything's working and open again, so you can transfer your characters again. Again, you can only transfer your characters between like North America and North America, EU and EU. There's no North America EU transfer available. Okay.
And there's also a lot of craziness going on.
There is a lot of craziness going on. There has been a bajillion lottos going up. So if you are not aware of this, maybe you might want to go to Lotro's homepage and just keep the lotto page up and just refresh it every time you walk by your computer just to see. Because there's a lot of lottos going on. So much that it's been crushing their servers because people are just like, lottos! It's madness.
Yeah, they've just been coming left, right. They've got stuff like party favors and anniversary festival tokens and horses and gift boxes and the regular ones and what's Splodin and Emodin.
What?
That's one that I won on some of them. Splodin and Emodin.
What is that?
I don't know.
What did you win?
I don't know.
Sounds like you won an emote.
Well, it's on my level 18 on Gladden, so that's great.
Oh, crap. It was Landerval. I'll be like, you are giving me that emote, whatever it is. You are handing it to me. I'm locking you in right now.
You couldn't repeat my password if your life depended on it.
Nope. Gun to my head. Would not be able to recite it. Anyway, so anyway, that was, I just wanted to give a heads up that there's a lot of lotteries going on. Lotro is really pouring on the celebration and just giving away stuff. They have a post in the forums asking what people want in the lottery, and they're just giving them. They're just like, people are like, I want this. And they're like, fine, done. I mean, it's great. So, free stuff. Yay!
Yay! Now, other stuff. All right, so there's been a lot of discussion about lag in Lotro. A lot. And it seems that there were two types of lag. All right.
Two types of lag.
Two okay. types of lag. Okay, so the lag that was introduced after 6.0 supposedly has been fixed in 6.1. This includes some issues with horses, some hitching, and some other stuff. If you are... And I'm laughing because we had a long conversation about this on the ride home on Friday. If you have still experiencing this lag...
Mm-hmm.
After 6.0 or 6.1, please bug it and let them know everything that's going on.
Yes.
If you're just having lag in general, I don't know what you're supposed to do because I don't think they have an answer.
How do you know the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah, that's why I was laughing because I have no idea how anyone would know.
Totally caused by.
I've read all these blue posts and I do not have any idea what it is other than the stable mount. Is just stops working or runs into something or stuff like that.
I had problems with the stable mounts getting stuck, but that was before we left, so it was before 6.1. So I don't think I've had one stick since then, but I had two of them like in a row in Moria. One of them just stopped and was like running in place and wasn't going anywhere, and the other one actually got stuck behind a stalagmite and was just running and not going anywhere because he was stuck behind a rock.
I kind of agree with Arsenet. The game has way too much memory leak. I do think that there is kind of an issue with the defragging of their huge DAT files. I've noticed that it takes people forever to log in.
Yeah, I'm a long logger.
I mean, just
it feels
going from
long
the
anyway. I'm just kind of like
just going from the character select screen to actually loading. It takes people because we'll have people switch, like if they're switching characters, mm-hmm. and I'll see the ding that they got, that they logged that they're online, but it takes like
but you have
two
can't message them
or
to,
3 minutes.
Minutes
yeah,
later.
It's 2 or 3 minutes that they're sitting there, and it's just kind of like, wow, this is pretty bad. I don't know what is wrong with that. So I don't know. I don't know what the issues are there, and I don't know. I know that may be something completely different than, like, quote-unquote lag. Like, there's way too many polygons or something that's wrong in Galtrev. Shader issues or something like that. I don't know, but it's getting a little bit bad. It's a little bad. Something is going on, so it's... Optimization is not being had somewhere within the game. So I don't know if you want to call it lag or if you want to call it hitching. It's just... It's pretty bad sometimes, though. I don't.
It's litching.
Hitching. That's where, you know what that is, right?
Itching?
Hitching. Hitching. With
I
an
said
H.
The litching with an, it's lag hitching.
Oh, lag itching. Okay, nice.
I made a new word. I know you love that. He hates it when I make new words.
Oh, okay. So, if you still are experiencing lag issues introduced in 6.0, there is a thread we'll have a link to where you can put information up. Warning changes coming in update 7. Just a little bit of something. Orion says, Update 7 will have a change to aggression that will sap more threat from your fellowship and return more to the Warden at the initial cast of the skill, moving it closer to the original implementation of the skill. So I know there are some people who felt that aggression, which is a huge AoE threat leech, had just been changed way too much to the pendulum. One swing of the pendulum is getting swung back, so it's coming. Also, Orthanc challenge modes, update 7, Fire and Frost on tier 2 challenge and Saruman on tier 2 challenge are getting changes.
Like what?
Well, they're being made a little bit easier. Turbine Fields and JW Barry, the designer, agrees and has posted that they are a little bit too... Oh, they have been overtuned and overbalanced for the actual capabilities of 12 raiders with the top end of gear and first agers, and he agrees with that. So he is making them more reasonable or easier. Still will probably cause lots of deaths, but at least that they will be accomplishable. That, and one of the reasons that they're looking at this is because to this point, Orthanc remains undefeated in some challenge modes. Nobody has defeated every single challenge mode within Tier 2. So, yeah. Balance happens. So, there we go. Moving on to the store news. Seed of a Champion is out. And is available until May 3rd.
That is correct. I am not impressed with this horse.
I did not think it looks like the champion horse to me.
First of all, if you look at the official image that they sent, they have on the thing... It's reversed again. The horse that you're looking at that looks like it's the right side of the horse is actually the left side of the horse. Not a huge deal. Just want to make it clear. It's fine. There's nothing really wrong with the horse, but nothing about it screams champion to me. All the other horses kind of had some sort of symbol on it. Where's the cross swords? Where is it? Is the cross sword somewhere? Like, is it on its butt? Because I haven't seen like either its face or its butt yet. But I've seen every other angle of it. And I'm kind of just kind of meh about it.
I got it. I did get it.
You purchased this horse?
I did purchase
it. You are a big dummy. Sorry.
Now you have the official opinion of Golden Star on this horse. No, the reason I got it, and hear me out.
There's nothing wrong with
it. I do wish that I had, that maybe I waited for the goat to be on sale again. Because it's on my dwarf champion, who is 75, my second 75.
Right.
I did not win any of the, so far, lotteries. I just don't have luck with the horse lotteries, period. No, so you just don't. No. I went ahead and
Turbine
did it.
Turns you off. And they'll just like mirror click and they remove you from the...
I haven't had that luck set. So I figured I will play him again because I enjoyed the champion. He's 75. He'll get him up. He'll go up to 85 when they do it. But it doesn't look like the champion. Now, I know there was part of me in my mind that was like, okay, the champion horse, it needs to have swords and axes falling off of it everywhere. It needs to be like, if you touched it, it would hurt you because you got cut. From all the
you want it just weapons. To be full of sharp edges.
That's right. Now, as ridiculous as that is,
you look at it like, and it cuts your eyeballs.
I feel like this has gone the complete other way. It is nice, really not the champion horse. The swords on it are cool. The axe is cool. I don't know. Is there?
There's a sword and a dagger on one side and a sword on the other one, and then like a couple random packs.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the symbol, the cross sword symbol, because if I just saw somebody running by this, I would not identify this as the champion's horse. That's my only thing. It's not a champion's horse. It's a pretty horse. It's a fine horse. It's a farm-run horse. It's fine. But it needs the symbol on it. It needs to identify it like, whoa, that is the champion's horse.
If it hadn't been for my champion, I don't know if I would have done it, because I did pass on the Runekeeper one, so... We'll see.
Every time it jumps, it makes a sound. Shing, shing.
It totally should have. That would have saved it.
That is genius, Atuzma.
That would have saved it for me. Okay. What is the weekend sale that's going on right now?
I don't have it up. Hold on. I'm confused. You said weekend sales?
Yes.
Okay. Weekend sale is just a listing valid until April 22nd. They're doing special sales every weekend in April for this, for their anniversary. On sale this week, 50% off is Moria. You should get this.
Moria. Moria is awesome.
Yeah. It's 748 turbine points. This is cheap. Like, I usually say, hold out and see if you can find a retail box. This is cheap. This is under $8. Pick this up.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
This is cheap. This gives you all the quests, all the dungeons, and the raids, and the deeds for Moria. It doesn't give you the Warden or Runekeeper or the extra two character slots, which a retail box will, but it's still lots of content under $8.
Also, the Relic Removal Scroll is 25% off, going down from $195 to $147. This is something that you'll use. I know I will use. So
I will never use this. Ever.
If you play the Relic game, well, if you're really good at it, you probably don't care. I think it's a game.
I haven't gotten the funness out of it yet.
Well, nobody said it was a fun game. Oh. then you might not need it, but this is the only way you can get some of your relics that are not crafted. The crafted one stays in, but the other ones will pop out. This is the only way to get it removed. You might want to stock up on it. It depends on how often you're changing it.
These are supposedly dropping game now.
Really?
They're very, very rare, but they're supposed to drop a game now.
That's kind of cool.
That's what somebody said in the comments. I've never seen one.
Huh. So. Okay, cool. That'd be nice.
Tomes of Might are on sale for 30% off. If you like Might, meh, why not?
Sure.
Meh.
Captains, Guardians.
Lots of people like buying their tomes. There's no cap on stats now, so if you're just looking to kind of buff up your Might a little bit.
Yeah. 207, down from 195, 295. Not bad.
Not bad.
30% off is pretty good.
Yep.
Now, what about the weekly sale? What's going on there?
The weekly sale is pretty exciting because instead of the normal 20% off, everything is 35% off this week.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. The freebie this week is repair and sell services. 1 hour. This allows you to sell and repair your armor and sell junk that you pick up anywhere in Middle Earth. Now, the important thing to note here is that the 1 hour starts immediately after purchasing it. This is not a consumable that you hold on to.
Are you serious?
And use whenever you feel like it. So just keep that in mind before you buy it. Coupon code is RSS549. Repair Cell Services, RSS. So are you still groaning?
Really stupid sample, 549.
549. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I did.
Clever.
Thank you.
Weekly sales. We have shared storage on sale for 35% off. This is a thumbs up. I love my shared storage.
Yeah, I think I'm maxed out, but I should definitely check on this.
I think I'm maxed out as well. It says right in the thing, first 20 slots are free to VIPs. I didn't write that down.
No, they've always been free to VIPs.
Well, there's arguments in the comments saying that they're not free to VIPs, that everybody has to buy them.
But no, it's first 20 slots are free to VIPs. However, I believe if you drop down to premium, they get taken away.
Yeah. Everybody has to buy wardrobe.
Yes, you have to buy wardrobe.
But yeah, this copy and paste where it says first 20 slots are free to VIPs, that's a copy and paste from Turbine. I did not write that.
Check the sales store.
So some people are saying that they don't have it.
Maybe you should bug it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can point to the official page that says that the first 20 are free.
It says that the first 20 are free. We have someone in the chat room asking what shared slots are. Shared storage is like you go to your vault, dude, and there's a shared storage, which is shared between your account. So all the characters on that server can, you know, grab and put stuff in that area. It's great for crafters who are trying to share mats between their characters instead of mailing them one at a time through the mail system, which costs you money. You can run to a vault, put it in your shared storage, log in your other character, pick up all the items that you wanted. I use it as part of my wardrobe overflow. And it's great because it's shared between my characters, so all my characters still have access to those cosmetics, even though it's not as nice as the wardrobe.
Right. Yeah, I use it for shared items that I'll be using. It's also cheaper than the mail. which is a little bit of a drain. And it's a lot. And you know what? It holds more than the mail does. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's really convenient. I suggest checking into it.
Yeah. If you're a new player, this probably isn't very to you. I mean, what are you going to share? You know, you're going to share your, I don't know, nasty filth but, that you pick off at orcs. But as you get up there and as you're working with crafters, crafters especially love this. You might find it more useful for sharing items between your characters. The max number of slots for this is 120, I believe.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Start with 20 slots and up to 90 extra slots. So 110, I'm sorry.
110. Okay. You were close.
I was close. Close enough.
Vault storage is also on sale, 35% off. However, you can get all of them except for 7 through 9 just by using real in-game gold. However, if you don't have the in-game gold, you can still buy it in the store. Upgrades 7 through 9 are store exclusive.
Yep.
So, check it out. Could be good. I always like more space.
I maxed out on this. And it's 35% off, which is higher than normal. This is a higher than normal sale.
Also, essential to the premium and free players is inventory bags are also on sale. Free for VIP, however, if you're not VIP, you can get your fourth and fifth inventory bag for $322.
Which you need.
Yes, you do.
Oh my gosh, if you do not have these.
Imagine.
You will be so much happier when you have these. In fact, Turbine, I will pay for an upgrade of these too.
Yeah. Can we get more inventory? I really wish that
I don't care if it's more inventory bags or just the bags I have are bigger. Either will work. Don't care.
It would be nice if they could move that. I don't know. WoW had it so you actually replace the bags every time. Every time there was an expansion, they would have a big.
You could get a bigger bag. And we've had these bags since level one.
Yeah. I know they say that the system is bad, but it's kind of really ingrained there. And I totally believe them. However, I've seen them change the bank and other stuff.
They're smart. They can figure it out.
I'm sure they can. They've got to be working. This and the mail system are two things that they have to be working on. Yeah. There's just no way they can't be.
They may not be, but they should be.
They should be if they're not. Hint, hint. Currency cap is also on sale. This will allow you to have more than 2 gold in your inventory if you are for your premium. 257. You want this. You want it. You need it.
Yeah. You may not need it right away. This is something you might be able to hold off on a little bit because as you're starting, you're not going to have 2 gold.
Yeah, but it's 35%
off. 35% off is a good deal. But I'm just telling you, if you're just starting out and you don't have a whole lot of turbine points, you can hold off. It'll be on sale again.
True.
May not be for 35% off. I'm going to warn you that. But it'll be on sale again. It goes on sale every couple months.
Okay, in CSTM news, the 5th Anniversary Festival Guide has been released. Yay!
Yay! This was a lot of work.
Good job, Golden Star and Katani.
Yeah, Katani helped me a lot with this, so I want to say thank you, Katani. Yep. You are amazing, and I love you.
Also, getting me to log into my creeps for the first time in years.
I'm not going to talk about the festival.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm excited to talk about the festival.
Well, we've been talking about the festival.
I know, but that's all I care about. Okay, go ahead.
No, what do you want to talk about? The deeds? The quest?
No, we're done.
The fireworks? Gandalf?
I just want to say that the You in a Box is ridiculous on a Hobbit.
The You in a Box is probably the most, I don't know, probably the raciest I have seen.
You cannot see me. It is just like the top of my hair in a box.
The You in a Box is pretty clever.
The cake topper I don't have yet, but I'm going to have that before the end. And more housing items. If you're one of those map collectors, there's 11 new maps this time. It's for a deed. You will get the map of Moria when you complete the deed. I know people love those maps.
I like the Spark Makers pack. I really like that. I should get that. And this, as well as the firework launcher's face.
I will not have the face guard.
The face guard is awesome.
No, I will not have that. I have no reason to have an iron face.
It's too cool. That's so awesome. So I'm looking at the old anniversary steed and the new anniversary steed. New anniversary steed is so much better. Sorry to the person who did the old one. Sorry to the person who did the old one. The old one is pretty.
It is very girly. It's a princess steed.
The new one kicks its butt, though.
It is awesome. I have to get it. I've got it on Golden Star already, and I have enough tokens and stuff to get it on my other characters. I just haven't gone to the horse dude yet and picked it up. But I wanted to talk about what I want to talk about is the Sparking Interest quest. It seems a little weird, a little wonky. You're supposed to look for ideal location for fireworks. A lot of people are finding five and then never finding that sixth. You're going to have to just run around and look for it. If you're running around and you hit your delete key, it will target things like this. It'll also target like the door to the Prancing Pony and whatever. But look at Katani's map. I know it's hard to remember where you picked up the other ones, but run through Katani's map where she's marked where she's found them and just see if you see one that you haven't picked up. It is finishable. My hunter finished it. Golden Star is currently sitting on like 4 of 6. So she hasn't finished it yet either. But it is possible. My hunter did do it once. The only thing I want to talk about was the Lost Invitations quest, which is the big deal this festival. Everybody is crazy about the Lost Invitations. I wanted to give some tips on that. The thing is that you have to get a honorary postman's badge, which you can get once a day, or you can buy more in the store if you really, really want to. It's kind of like the treasure hunt where you can buy more picks. But you're supposed to go and pick up envelopes for 6 invitations. That's the quest. The quest gives you 2 anniversary tokens. Now, the envelopes, if you open them, have a chance to also have, well, random vendor trash. It's like an unwanted message, I believe is what it's called. You can get an anniversary token, which I've gotten several times. You can get horses. There's 2 horses available. There's a Lossoth steed and a steed of the Duskwatch available. They are random. You can get it. These are 68% speed, 250 morale horses. They're awesome. You totally want one of these. It's pure luck of the draw. Or there's also a toast emote, which is super funny, and I want it so bad, but I do not have it yet. The trick that you can do with this, and what I've been doing, don't copy me when I'm doing it, because I'm doing it at this time. But I get up early in the morning for work, and I get this postmaster badge, I get the quest, and I run around and I pick up as many envelopes as I can find. As long as you don't open them, the quest won't finish. So I just pick up a ton of them. I picked up enough so that I don't have to pick up any more envelopes until Monday. And then,
wow.
And then all I have to do is log in, open 6 envelopes, turn in the quest. Also, if you are running short on time and can't get the envelopes that day, just log in, get your badge. You can still get, the badges will stack. You can get your postman's badge. My runekeeper wasn't able to do it yesterday, so I just logged her in, get her badge. I logged her in this morning and got a second badge. So she had 2 chances of doing it right in a row. All you have to do is log in and get your bag. Badge, not your bag. I'm talking too much. I'm going crazy. So anyway, hopefully that makes sense. You can stack up the invitations. They only stack in packs of 5, which is kind of annoying, especially since you need 6 for turning in. But so you can stack up on those before you turn them in, and you can stack up on the badges if you can't do the envelope quest for whatever reason. Just log in and get your badge so you have that chance.
The festival makes you crazy.
The festival does make me crazy.
All right. Also, as I was mentioning, getting me to log in my creeps for the first time in a long time were the anniversary gifts and the barter items for the creeps, where you can make your... They had the same thing with the character portraits, 1 through 5. The 5th one's pretty awesome. Different skins that you get just for freezies. Very cool. I like the warg skins and the defiler. I like them. My warg, my defiler, my black arrow.
Who do you trade with to get your stuff?
You go to the class barter person. It's right near where you start off with all your intro quests, where it makes you get, what is it, morale for or damage for morale. And if you know the intro quest just really inside Graham's Foot, it's really easy to get to. And you just trade with the normal barter person for your class. And you can only get 2. I mean, you either have 2 sigils, or 3 sigils. And depending on, one of them costs 2 and one of them costs 1. So, yeah, it's very cool, very easy to get, and they are very nice. I like them. It was a lot of fun just running around. And then I got killed by a bunch of freeps. So darn you. But that's what happens. I hope you enjoyed.
I should go get one for my warg. Although the one for the warg, totally nasty.
It's awesome.
No.
That one, it is pretty, like, quote unquote, nasty. The one that
looks like all, like, it looks like it's got no skin.
Yeah, that's the best one. It is.
No.
Yeah, I use that one. And then, like I said, I got killed. Then I got another creep, and I got killed. So I hope you enjoyed that too, freeps. I showed you with my corpse. Also, we have a class guide from Harperella about the new warden recklessness. She did a very good write-up about this part of the stance, as well as charts that are awesome. I love the charts.
She did a fantastic job. Thank you for sharing this with our audience, Harperella.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Even I was understanding this, and I don't even own a warden, so that's saying something.
Yeah, these are some of the first charts that I have seen that I actually understand, so I am very happy about that. Thank you. And we also had 3 PVMP roundtables released while we were gone. The Defiler, War Leader, and Black Arrow. Those are episodes 135 through 137. Ivan of Through the Palantir has been putting together these roundtables and has allowed us to redistribute them through our channels. We appreciate that. And you can expect which one's next?
Did you do the warg?
Yeah, I did the warg.
What did you do when we were on vacation? Was it the Weaver?
Yes, it was. It was the Weaver. So that was very cool. So the Weaver and the warg should be coming out shortly. All right. Weekly poll.
It was really a 2-weekly poll because I didn't put up another one while we were on vacation.
Has a lot of votes.
Yes.
How long have you been playing? A nice one. Related to the anniversary.
Yes, it was. There's 1,471 voters on this poll, and 27% said they are 5-year players. 26% said they are 1 year. 17% said they are 2 year. 13% say they are 4 year. 12% say they are 3 year. And 5% say they are less than 1 year. It was 6 months and less. I don't know. I got yelled at because I didn't have anything for the 7 to 11 month people.
Oh.
I told them just to pick something.
Sorry.
I was on vacation. I didn't have to do anything. So.
And with that, the CSTM giveaway.
Oh, do you want to tell them what the poll this week is? The poll this week is, how many mounts does your primary character own? You don't want to do that?
No, that's fine, but you asked if I wanted to do it, and you said what it was.
You didn't say anything.
You gave me like 2 seconds.
You didn't even say yes. You didn't say nothing. You couldn't say yes in 2 seconds? Oh, so lazy.
You see what I have to put up with?
See what I have to put up?
Somebody who thinks about something before they say it, because I always get yelled at when I go into the next weekly poll.
No, you're just not supposed to say what your answer is. Although everybody knows our answer for this one.
No, not this one. I haven't caught this.
I counted mine. I was counting mine while Baby Hobbit was like in my ear talking, and I was like, 7, 12. Like, I had to really concentrate.
That's funny.
Anyway, we're giving away right now, live in our chat room for all the people listening. If you're listening, get in the chat room, start, because we're about to give this away, and you need to do something in the chat room to win this, because there are a ton. There are a billion people in the chat room right now. So I am not counting these people. So instead, what I'm doing is I am going to pick a number between 1 and 100, and everybody has to type in that number, and the first one who gets the correct number wins. Now, I'm going to write in our thing here what my number is so Mara can see it, so I'm not cheating. So everybody who's in the chat room who wants to win the PAX East Perlino Steed, it was the steed that they gave away at PAX East. This is an account-wide steed, and all your characters look at it from now until eternity. It is a 62% steed, and woo, look at all those numbers. Ooh, I guess I see someone very close, but not on it yet. Okay. Very, very close, people. 69, that's not it, but nice guess. So the first person who gets this is going to get... I have 3 codes, so we're going to do this 3 times, so don't freak out if you don't get it the right... We have 3 codes to give away. We want to say thank you to Michael. He went to PAX East, and he went to the Turbine booth and very nicely asked for someone from CSTM to get this. And Sapien said, yeah, here you go. So they were very, very nice. Do you see anybody with the number yet? You want me to just pick somebody who was closest? Is America listening to me at all?
I say, do they not have it yet?
I don't see it yet. Do you know what number I have?
I have no idea.
I put it in the thing.
It doesn't update in real time. And I went back and it doesn't doesn't have it there.
I don't see it. I'm just gonna pick the one that's closest. Maybe somebody has it and I just missed it. I thought this was gonna be a brilliant idea and this was obviously just crap. I seriously thought that I was so smart. I was like, I'll just have them pick, and that way I don't have to count. But it is scrolling so fast. Okay, everybody stop. No more numbers. I'm cutting it off. And I'm just going to pick the closest one. Hold on. I'm collecting all the numbers. There's 80 kajillion. So we need to pick a different one. Okay, honey, while I'm doing this, I want you to count the number of people in the chat room because I'm not doing this again. I thought I was... Oh, I see the winner. Sun Griffin. Sun Griffin got the right number. 29.
Hold on. 29? Okay.
People are still going, you guys!
Oh my god.
That was insane-o stupid.
It was worth a shot, honey. How would you know it would be so horrible if you had tried it?
Sun Griffin, just stay in the chat room for a little bit longer. I'll give you your code. You have to use this code by May 6th, which shouldn't be a problem because you're probably going to do this tonight. But yes, Sun Griffin won the first one. Holy moly. I am stupid. Oh, so stupid. Okay. Second one. Bread muffins. I cannot count this many people. There's a million people in here. Have you counted them?
Hold on.
That was not smart. It was funny.
It was funny.
No, they're saying, now make us pick a letter. Maybe I should have just picked a smaller group. Like, instead of 1 to 100, I should have picked something else.
It looks like there's... Hold on, let me make sure.
You're not going to recount, are you?
57.
57, okay. Okay, we're going to give away... I'm going to do this the old-fashioned way with the random.org.
It was worth a shot. I think.
Celenarin. I think I'm saying that right. Probably not.
Spell it.
I just sent them a message. You should see the note they can get from the site for me. But it's S-A-E-L-A-R-I-E-N.
Yeah. All right, cool. Very cool. Thank you, Brayden, for the count fun count.
Counting. And let's see. I have one more code to give away.
And...
Hold on. You're making me stop.
Should I play the drum roll?
No.
That one's so annoying.
Melisan.
Solarian wants to know, how did they see messages?
Go on the right side of the chat. You'll see a little flashing icon from the golden star. Click on my name.
All right. Excellent. Congratulations.
So you guys are going to get the horse codes. Now, we're not done giving stuff away, so don't leave the chat yet.
I'm watching you, person who didn't leave the chat.
You were thinking about it.
Yeah, I saw you clicking that.
But we're not done giving stuff away, but we're going to give stuff away later on because we're going to make you listen more because we're evil like that.
But it's not going to be too long. All right, so Riddles in the Dark. This is where we stumble over Tolkien's lore and pretend that we know what we're talking about.
Hooray!
Yay! So what will the tone... The question this week is, what will the tone of the final moment of the Hobbit movie, An Unexpected Journey, be? Will it be suspense? Will it be hope? Will it be foreboding, or will it be grief? Suspense, meaning a cliffhanger, where the immediate fate of a character hangs in the balance. An immediate character? I can't think that would be an immediate character. Example, book 4 of Lord of the Rings, The End of the Two Towers. ends with Frodo captured and imprisoned in Cirith Ungol. What will become of him? If you think the film will end with the dwarves captured by the elves, you might think that the film's ending will be suspenseful. Hope or relief means that things are looking up for the heroes, even if the things recently were bad. Example, book 2 of The Lord of the Rings, the end of the Fellowship of the Ring book, not the film, ends with Frodo and Sam reuniting and setting off together. This is in contrast to the film's version's ending, which is foreboding. If you think that the film will end with the dwarves' arrival in Lake Town, perhaps you might say the film will end on a hopeful note. Foreboding, or ominous, in contrast with suspense, means that peril lies ahead. There is an ominous sense of danger, lying in wait, but not immediately threatening. Example, the end of the Two Towers film, excuse me, will wrap up with Gollum formulating a cryptic plot with his alter ego. Doesn't bode well for the heroes if you expect, as I do, or this is, or as Dave does, that the film will end during the barrel ride as the Lonely Mountain looms large, perhaps with Zoomin shot onto the mountain and a final blast of dragon fire in the dark. You might say that it will end on a note of foreboding. Grief or loss ends with something bad happening, such as death of a character. Hard to come up with an example. If the Fellowship of the Ring had ended with the death of Boromir, we might have said its ending note was grief or loss, but it didn't, and it wasn't.
Now, do you have an answer for this? Because I have an answer ready for this.
Go for it.
I'm saying it's foreboding.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's going to be right before they hit Mirkwood.
Really? Go ahead. I'm not.
Maybe not, but I was thinking that, yeah, you know, they're going to go into this really spooky place. Gandalf has to leave, so they're by themselves. You think that's too far in the book?
No, I was thinking that they would be like, I was thinking kind of foreboding, but I was thinking more like that they would be captured by the elves.
So you think it's further into?
Yeah, I thought it would be further, a little bit further in.
So you think it's going to be, well, maybe it could be like that, or suspense, like Bilbo's alone. You know, all the dwarves have been taken.
True.
I don't know.
I kind of thought that, to me, and I don't know anything about, I have not been keeping track of the movie at all.
I don't think anybody knows the answer to this. That's why it's a question.
Yeah, I kind of.
You can't, like, Google the answer to this.
I'm going to say, oh, I don't know. Let's see. I don't think it's going to be, I don't know. I don't think it'll necessarily be suspense, but I kind of think foreboding, really.
I think foreboding feels right to me.
Even though I don't know if it'll be. I always thought that, I've been thinking that them being captured by the elves and being brought before kind of is like a good stopping point, because they're in jail and everything and they can't go forward. And
I would think suspense would work, but only if like the mixed movie was coming out soon. Like a year or two to be in suspense is a little bit much.
Yeah.
Hope, maybe the ending of the second one is going to be on a happier note, but I don't think the first one is going to be in a happy note at all. Or relief. And grief, I can't think of anything griefy that happens. What happens is like sad. Like there's no Boromir dying.
Well, no, but that's way too far in. Thorin dies. Spoiler.
No, that's not going to be the ending of the first
one. Yeah, no, that's way too far. That's way, way, way too far. That's after, that's at the end. So, either way, we both say that foreboding, like kind of similar to what he did with them leading, Gollum leading Frodo and Sam into the pass and talking about how he's going to have them eaten. So we know, you know, he's moving them in there, and it's just kind of like, you know, that there's kind of a what's going to happen next, where, you know, what is he talking about kind of thing. So I'll go with foreboding. I don't think hope really fits into it, because I don't hope, I think, is saved for the very last.
Yeah, you know, it just doesn't seem like you would end it there unless you're like stopping. I can't even think of some place where you could stop where it would be like everything's hopeful and good.
Suspense happens, but suspense usually is held for, like, I don't know, not more for epic stuff, kind of more for action, TV dramas and Doctor Who episodes that make you nuts.
I hate To Be Continued. I hate it. When my favorite show doesn't end To Be Continued, I throw a hissy fit. I hate it.
She has to, especially Doctor Who, she has to have Doctor Who be able to be watched all in a row.
Because I do. I stopped watching them on the TV, and now I just get the DVDs and I just watch them from beginning to end because I cannot handle To Be Continued.
They're too good. She can't take it. You have never seen her throw a fit before. I'm like, it's okay. We've got the next one queued up. Sorry.
Andy is saying the midpoint of the book is the barrels, so it might be there. And that could maybe be.
The barrels are good too.
That could be seen as a hope or relief. They've gotten away from the elves. They're on their way to Dale. Things are looking
I thought that wouldn't, you know, to me, that also makes a good midpoint as well. So that is possible. I don't know. We'll see. So I'm going to go with foreboding, though. I'm still going to go with foreboding. It could be hope now. Andy's got me thinking maybe it could be hope. Yeah. But I'm going to go with my first.
We are documenting gut in this podcast that Andy said it's hope. So if he's right, we can all congratulate him.
Yeah, that's excellent. Okay. CSDM giveaway number two. Anniversary cloaks.
Yes. So this anniversary cloak is the same anniversary cloak that you get by doing the introduction quest for the festival. Everybody can get it. But these codes that we're giving are account wide. So all your characters will get it without having to do the festival. If you can't log in, that's another good reason. You can have them. They have to be redeemed by May 30th. And you'll have you'll have this cloak on all your characters forever. Unlike of just when this festival is open. So I don't know if everybody wants this cloak. Does everybody in the chat room want this account-wide cloak? Because I know some of you don't really care about cosmetics. I was pleased as punch when Michael sent this. He sent this to me and Katani, and we were all like, yeah!
Well, how about we do it, and then if they say that they don't want it, that's fine. We'll do another number. But we have 56.
Okay. Well, we see people, we do. Yes, yes. One person say I don't need it.
Okay. Well, if you say you don't want it, then you can just pass on it if you win.
Okay. Hold on. I got to count, so you got to talk.
Okay. All righty. So Florida was awesome. We had fun. It was nice. It was very nice down there. It's really cold up here in Michigan, and it's really warm down there in Florida. And I'm obviously horrible at making small talk.
Yeah, you really are.
So let's talk about Golden Star.
Godwine Sun, do you want this cloak? Godwine Sun.
Blue, blue, blue. I don't know. He says Gil's printer's error is supposed to be LMB. It took 20. It took like 28 hours.
Yes, we drove there because there was 5 of us and we couldn't afford to fly.
He says, no, thank you. Okay, choose another one.
Okay.
Yeah, we drove all the way down there. About 28 hours. Actually took a little bit longer because we kept stopping because somebody had to keep going to the bathroom all the
time.
That
was Merrick.
Yeah, it was actually me.
Not the baby.
No, it was me. Embarrassingly enough, it was me. So we got there in the evening. We got there around 6 o'clock. And then I think pretty much all crashed. We went out to eat. It was really good. It was good.
Ethier, you have won the cloak code. Do you want this? Yes, we have a winner. Okay, I have one more cloak code to give away.
God of Wine Sun wants to make sure that it's the lime green one with wings.
That is correct.
That is correct.
And our last winner is Andy. Do you want the cloak, Andy?
Okay. Yes, and Florida is incredibly nice.
Oh, we had beautiful weather. It was 82 and sunny the whole time.
Yeah, we were right in, what is it called? Marathon? Marathon?
Marathon was the name of the key island that we were on.
It's very nice.
Yep, we had a great time.
Golden Star was looking for jobs for me.
I was. I'm like, we're moving down here, but I'm not working.
It's always good information to be told by your wife, both of those things.
I haven't heard back from Andy, but let's go ahead and move on. If Andy doesn't like it, I'll pick another person.
Okay, so moving into Raise Your Glass.
Raise your glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, Peter writes, Dear CSTM, I'm an old Lord of the Rings player and a huge fan of the books and movies. The whole Tolkien world feels as if home. I was a dedicated player of Lord of the Rings, and I love the game for the gameplay and to the scenery. 3 months ago, I realized that the game was an unending grind and decided with a heavy heart to try another MMO known Star Wars Tor. I won't lie to you, I start to miss the nice time I spent with my hunter back when I was level 26 and I was still a noob and was strolling through Middle Earth looking at the scenery. Today, I decided to start to play again and maybe I would find that spark again. But to my luck, I only found out that the game has become more like I have. I have to have the latest armor and the ARP rather than RP and have fun. But where's the fun in LOTR now? Why does everything have to be a grind? Maybe it's my kin that's mostly raiding. Maybe it's my perfectionism. I need a reason or something to make me come back to the game that I loved. Please, I know you probably don't care, but I would appreciate a second thought in my already troubled mind. Yours, Peter. So, Peter, let me break down what happened to you and me in World of Warcraft. My World of Warcraft was logging in, doing dailies, trying to grind up reputation, becoming the best Death Knight that I could so I could tank in the raid, and then that was my entire game. Every single day was log in, grind dailies. By that time, it was time to go to bed. And then I would have a raiding night. It made me hate World of Warcraft more than any other game in the history of games. Even more than EverQuest. And EverQuest was just as bad. So, here's the deal.
You're a little burnt out.
Yeah. If you're feeling burnt out, and if your kin is just raiding, and you find yourself wanting to be, you know, that perfect player who has all the top stuff, and it's really burning you out, then change is probably the best thing that you can do. There's several things you can do. You can join a different kin. You could roll on a different server and join a kin. You can come to Landerville. Make alts. Yeah.
Take a break. Don't log in for a week. See what happens.
But
you could do something completely different. You're saying that all you do is grind and raid? Go do some RP.
Yeah.
Roll in Landerville if you're not there already.
Roll in Landerville.
Show up to one of the Ales and Tales concerts or all the millions of concerts that we have on our server and just try something different.
Yeah, just do something that it sounds to me like you're tired of raiding and you want to RP, but you don't feel you feel that maybe that is not something your kin is doing. If you're on, I don't think you said what server you're on. Go to Landerville. Go to one of the Ales and Tales, or one of the other, you know, the drinking Green Dragon, something else, something that is fun, light RP, really just relaxation, and give it a shot. You don't have to do it. You don't have to commit to anything. You don't have to do anything. There's nothing you have to do other than go there and see what's going on. And if you want to participate, great. If you just want to watch, that's cool.
If you're a EU player, I suggest Laurelin.
Yeah, Laurelin too.
For the RP server for that.
The thing is that if it's making you upset, then don't do it. Because there's no reason to play a game that feels like a job. So, there you go. Yeah, like Morneel just said in the chat room, Here. As a guild leader from another MMO, it's hard when a game becomes your job. And that is true. Okay. All right. And next one is from Lim. Is this you?
No.
Okay. Hi, American Golden Star. A few months ago, our kin leader, Josk, got an idea to make a thank you video for Turbine for 5 years of fun times. Kind of funny considering the recently announced video contest, although the video she made has nothing to do with that contest. Anyways, I thought you guys would get a kick out of it. Here's a link to it on YouTube. Here's another example. This is a great video of just somebody having fun and doing stuff, like running different quests, sitting at stuff.
What needs to happen? Peter needs to go watch this video and see all the... It's a great reminder of all the fun, great, amazing things there are to do in LOTR.
Yeah.
It really is.
This is a great, you know, and it's a great video. It really is very good. And
is it really good and great? Sorry.
So, yeah, just go ahead and take a look at it and enjoy it. Okay. Next one's yours.
I'm dealing with the winners, honey.
Okay.
Giggles from when Fola writes, Dawning Eclipse, fifth year kin anniversary on the Winfola server. An invitation to come and celebrate with us. There'll be music, fireworks, fun, and prizes. Closer to the time, the events will be listed on, and there's a link. I'll put the link in the show notes, and there's a link in the chat room for folks right now, so you can look at it. One of our events, the Lord of the Rings Joke Contest, is already underway. Starting Friday, the 4th of May at 8 p.m. EST, location is Home of Dawning Eclipse, 2 Chalk Road, Bull Ridge, Shire Homesteads on the Winfola server. This is from Giggles, Dawning Eclipse on Winfola. I went to the Dawning Eclipse 4th anniversary. Lots of fun. They had a horse race that was like a riddle and like crazy hard. And other people were cheating and telling me the answers because I was so stupid. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. If you are on Winfola or considering going and checking out Winfola, this is something to try out.
Okay. This week in Player Achievements, Melfina the Blue writes, My Hunter on Gladden and main, Nathira, pronounced Nathira, got to Rivendell. Since I've never made it further than the inn near the beginning of the Lonelands, I was guessing at where to go. And she's level 25. It was a big achievement for me. Also, I got the fireworks horse and the Lossoth steed, giving me a grand total of 3 mounts. Love the podcast and the blog. It's been great in helping me figuring out what the heck I'm doing. I'm a longtime WoW player and series raider, and it's nice to take things slower and celebrate the smaller stuff. Well, welcome, Melfina the Blue. Excellent. Smoto writes, This week I was able to get enough anniversary tokens to get the fireworks-laden steed, and while I was opening envelopes on Bree, I got the Lossoth steed. But I have spent most of my time doing the Battle for Glorious Beer in Thorin's Hall. The dwarves have an interesting idea of fun. Smoto, level 26, Hobbit Burglar, Bounders of the Shire Kinship on Landerville. Suzeran. Oh, go ahead.
I'm ready now.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead. Shoot it.
Suzeran of Landerville writes, My minstrel, Suzeran on Landerville, hit level 64 last weekend already. I just ran around beautiful Lothlorien for most of that, then went off into Mirkwood. Since then, I've been doing the festival. I have 2 cosmetic pieces and all of the maps for Moria. I also got the / toast emote. Darn you, Suzeran!
So you took it.
You took it from me.
Well, congratulations. Kazrin writes, Winnie the Minstrel from Elendilmeer got to 67 and is leaving Mirkwood for Dunland. She would have finished earlier, but she's had too much fun with the anniversary festival. And there's another person sucked into the anniversary festival. It's like an epidemic. She got a Lothlaw Steve, 68-250, and that she named Mystery, because until she read it here at CSTM, she had no idea how she ended up with a darling little pony.
She just got it and didn't know how it arrived. That's funny.
That is awesome. She also got the fireworks mount, but likes Mystery better. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations. That's awesome. That's funny.
So this week, we'd like to thank the following people for their donations. Paul W.
Cerulean says that she's got 2 of the emotes. I'm going to cry.
Get it.
Donations. Okay, Ricardo B.
Jeffrey G.
Colin B.
Michael L.
And Nicholas F.
So how can people contact us if they should choose to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTMS2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Please leave us a review on the iTunes or Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday, no more vacations, we promise, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio. Okay, probably another vacation eventually, but not for a long time.
Yes, I have committed us, I think, to next year's crawfish boil in Dallas, which you are so super excited about.
Excited about a crawfish boil. I cannot wait.
Or with my parents' internet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about your parents' internet connection.
It's so bad.
It's y'all. Very bad. It's
so bad. It was so y'all. Bad. I was so happy when we passed through Georgia and people were saying y'all.
We went to Georgia and everybody was talking funny.
I'm like, oh, this is home. Although Georgia has a little bit more of a draw than
I thought it was just funny. It was like sitting in a movie or something. They're like, how's your mama doing? And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like I'm in an old Southern movie.
What, Driving Miss Daisy? Is that what you were saying?
No, I was thinking like Gone with the Wind. How's your mama doing?
Yeah, we're just waiting. Well, depending on where you go, it's like the Civil War just ended sometimes. So really great to be back, though.
Yes, I'm happy to be sort of home.
Although we kind of wish home was, you know, in Florida.
Baby Hobbit us too. She loved the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
Loved it.
She thought that was the most awesome thing in the world.
And we swim in every day. She woke up from her nap earlier this week and she goes, we go swimming now? And I'm like, no, honey, it's 30 degrees outside.
All right. So thank you everybody for being here tonight. We really appreciate it and listening. We will be back again next week because we're not allowed to go on vacation for another year.
Oh my God, this is so funny. I'm sorry. Gilroy said, bravest person in the world is the one who first looked down at a lobster and said, I'm going to eat that. It's funny. I wonder how a lot of things get eaten.
People just get that hungry sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway. Talk to you guys next week. I'm done talking, I promise. Bye.
That was funny. That was really funny.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.